Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. The bilateral relationship between Russia and the United States, and now I quote Mr. Putin, has deteriorated to its lowest point in recent years. That is what Putin said prior to the meeting in Geneva. But after the meeting in Geneva, the reaction was more than stunning. And that includes not just comments, interpretations, opinions from the right, but also from the left. Deutsche Welle wrote on June 16, "With the summit, the US president has single-handedly lifted the Russian strongman out of international isolation. Putin must have been pleased with the fact that Ukraine did not feature prominently in the discussions. For Putin and his close circle, the biggest worry is the survival of the regime. In such circumstances, national interests give way to the personal ones. This makes unpredictability the Kremlin's tool of choice in dealing with the outside world. And the implication is Biden doesn't seem to understand that." The article continues, "In this respect, Ukraine remains the main political battlefield where the Kremlin will test America's new Russia policy." Whatever that new Russia policy is, but it's not limited just to the Ukraine. Illinois News wrote on June 11, "Russia's deputy ambassador said that EU-Russia relations are currently in the lowest decline in history. He warns the European bloc against interfering with the situation in other countries, including taking action against Moscow's close ally, Belarus." And of course, that warning is not directed only against the EU, it's also including the United States. So when it comes to the summit, the meeting in Geneva, Breitbart wrote on June 16, "President Joe Biden gave Russian President Vladimir Putin almost everything he could have wanted at their Geneva summit. He elevated Putin above other leaders, including American allies, and failed to force any real concessions on Russian policy." Just to interject, the G7 meeting and summit in England didn't go too well either. Conflicts were reported about Biden and particularly Boris Johnson, but also other EU leaders. But let's go on with the article. "The degree to which the summit was a disaster," talking about Geneva, "became evident when Putin emerged for his press conference alone with the forum all to himself. The opportunity to defend his own position and to attack the United States without fear of contradiction was a massive gift to the Russian president. Biden tried to use his own press conference to make all kinds of claims about tough talk to the Russian president during their two-hour meeting. It was impossible to verify Biden's claims without Putin there to respond. Putin walks away from Geneva with no significant response to cyber attacks." In fact, just to interject again, apparently a list was given to Putin about 16 or 17 American institutions which must not be attacked. Well, what about the other American institutions? But continuing with the article, "He also walks away with the Nord Stream 2 pipeline and with no real pushback against his aggression in Ukraine, as we have already heard. What Biden doesn't get is that Putin cares about power, his power. Putin leaves Geneva a winner, and Joe Biden got nothing. Just about nothing. They did agree on something." Fox News reported on June 17, "Washington and Moscow will return ambassadors to their posts." Wow. What an accomplishment. But then there was another statement made by both powers. Express wrote about that on June 16. "The two parties adopted a joint declaration reaffirming their commitment to the principle," and I quote, "that there can be no winners in a nuclear war and that it must never be fought." Close quote. Idle words. Declarations which mean nothing. Both powers, and I'm not even including others, have enough nuclear weapons which would make it possible to destroy, to eradicate mankind from this earth many times over. The sad news is, my friends, that nuclear wars will be fought, and I mean in the near future. The Bible makes this very clear. The Bible tells you why these nuclear wars will be fought, what is going to happen. Also, insofar as the relationship is concerned between Russia and the United States of America and Europe and other countries. You need to know these things in order to be able to prepare for what's coming. So please stay tuned to an important announcement following this program. And until next time, this is Norbert Link.
What does the Bible tell us about our future? What will happen from now until the time of Christ's return? What prophetic events does the Bible reveal that will occur very soon? And what events will happen in the very distant future? How can we prepare ourselves now so we can understand what the impending future holds? To request a free copy of this booklet, go to eternalgod.org.